we here in Utah are finally ready to have this conversation that had to have happened a long, long time ago, which is the conversation of gun reform.
Ermia Fanayan is a co-founder of March for Our Lives, Salt Lake City. Fanayan helped organize Saturday's town hall, where the Utah chapter of the national organization Moms Demand Action volunteered to register voters. Tara Gilfillian is the Utah chapter president of Moms Demand Action.
Our legislators are not listening to the people because the majority of Americans want universal background checks. And so we're demanding that they listen to us. These children's stories and voices are what we're fighting for.
Representatives from the Utah Gun Exchange, which serves as an online source for buying, selling, and trading guns, have been following the March for Our Lives Road to Change nationwide tour while driving an armored vehicle. 4 days before the Utah event, the original location sponsor pulled out over possible safety concerns. The co-owner of the Utah Gun Exchange, Sam Robinson, was in the city of Sandy, where the tour town hall meeting happened.
I think that overall it went pretty well. The fact that we had a diversity of groups centered around constitutional issues with people who feel differently and think differently in some ways come together and start to begin a process where we can find common ground and work towards creating safer schools, safer communities in the future is a good thing.
After Salt Lake City, the 2018 Road to Change tour continued in Las Vegas on Monday and is currently in California before heading back to Florida at the end of July. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.